In April, the board of directors for the Cookeville-Putnam County Chamber of Commerce appointed their president, their third president and CEO in the chamber's history. That person is Amy New, a native of Putnam County, and she is my guest this morning on Trending. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what's the last few weeks been like for you?
Well, it's been a little bit, it's been crazy. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get to know the team, making sure that we're scheduling meetings with the board of directors and getting out and meeting all of the Highlands investors and things like that. But really, it's been it's actually much different than I expected in the beginning because of the coronavirus and everything that's happened. It's been unfortunate. I haven't been able to do in-person meetings and stuff like that. So being flexible and being able to get in front of everyone and making sure that I'm getting to do a lot of listening and a lot of meeting.
Well, and it's going to be crazy for a while, mm-hmm. just because of COVID-19 and my last, 6 to 8 weeks of shows, we've talked about that with different people. And it's the response is mainly the same. We're making it work. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing the best we can with citizens. We're doing the best we can to make provide services by whatever means necessary. So, how long did it take you? What was the moving process like from Nashville? Because, and we're going to get into your background history, but I know you got the job and you had to get here as quick as possible.
Yeah. So I actually, it was a month from the time I committed to the job and moving. It was a little crazy because I was wrapping stuff up with Vanderbilt Medical Center. We're in the that's hard to still overcome.
Sure.
With Vanderbilt, they are currently building a hospital in Murfreesboro. So that was my last project. So making sure that I left that in really great hands at the right place and being able to get here. But I will say that my husband and my daughter have been ecstatic. They they did all the packing, a lot of the packing. Good. And so they were excited and the move was great. So
Lily Kate's how old now?
She's eight.
Eight.
Yes.
Okay.
She's all eight.
Right. And your husband, Jake, of course, I know Jake pretty well.
And he'll be working from home here. Okay. A lot of people have said, well, he, you know, get a job here, but he'll be working from home.
Okay.
But he'll work for a company out of Nashville and Denver.
So they're letting him work at home.
Yeah. Work remote. So that's why it was important with the whole finding a house with broadband here and fiber. So,
you know what's funny, and I've talked to a few guests about this, is, you know, some, depending on who you work for, there's no way you can work at home.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to let you work at home. You're not as productive. Well, we hadn't had a choice since middle of March.
Absolutely.
So now it shows that a lot of industries or a lot of businesses or a lot of public entities can work from home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's good for y'all.
Yeah. As long as they have good internet, right? And
exactly.
Phone service, they can do that.
Exactly. And we may backtrack from now because I want people to know, but you were at Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
Yep.
And
for about
what was your,
a year and a half,
year
I was there.
What was your role there?
So I was over there. Well, I was the director of programs for their Office of Government and Community Affairs. So I was kind of the liaison in the face between Vanderbilt Medical Center's hospitals, which they had five hospitals, six now, and the community. So the chambers of commerce, the local mayors, and also some with the state legislature. So.
Okay. Good deal.
I did a lot of acquisition in Wilson County, and then I say, that's so hard. I'm going to have to get past that. But
it'll take a while.
Vanderbilt, yeah. So doing acquisition of hospitals and then also expansion into the more rural communities.
So did you enjoy that part?
I did.
Because that's a little bit different than what you were doing, right?
Yeah. So my job when I was with the state of Tennessee, I was there for nearly 10 years.
Right.
But it was community and rural development.
Sure.
But it was still being the face to the communities. My main job when I was with ECD was to go out and listen to the needs of the community.
Right.
And then go back to, you know, Nashville or the legislature or whoever and make sure that we could provide programs, create programs, and make sure that we had resources for them. So that's what I did for Vanderbilt too. So
you were at the state at one time, you worked for Randy Boyd.
Yes.
And that's now my boss because he's at UT.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We share the same boss at one
time.
So what was your favorite? And I want to understand the Vanderbilt thing too, because I didn't know they even had that side. I mean, you know, UT has what we do, Institute for Public Service. And I know you're not out consulting with governments, but you're related with government affairs.
Yes.
Tech has the Tech Ready thing they do. And so Vanderbilt had this side of it. And was that something they'd had for a while?
No, actually. So they reached out to me and they said, we need to have more presence in the local communities. We need to have a presence at the Chambers of Commerce and we need to be the face in the community for Vanderbilt. And so you've done this across the state, not 95 counties for the state. Can you come to Vanderbilt? And actually, I probably would not have left the state for any other job, but I was like, I haven't really worked in healthcare. I would love to see what it's all about. Sure. And it was great. It was exciting. But I realized when I got in it how much I really miss true economic and community development and the tourism side and stuff like that. So
what was your favorite part at Vanderbilt?
Still working with the Chambers of Commerce and being able to get out and I will say one of my most favorite things about it was that we were taking a whole another level of healthcare and telemedicine and things like that into the local communities that was not there before.
Okay.
And so that was exciting.
Well, you're providing a service and you're helping people and informing
them. Absolutely.
So you went from one part of public service to another part.
Yes, pretty much.
And my big thing with having people on here, most of my guests, I guess all of them so far, have been in public service.
Yes.
Because I love public service. And I think it's not necessarily, I guess it is a gift. I don't think I have a gift. I try hard at it, but I admire people that want to serve, have that servant's heart.
You absolutely have the gift, by the way.
Well, I appreciate that, but I feel like I could always do better, but I love talking to people like you and these leaders we have across Upper Cumberland. I've had some across the state and want to have more, but it just makes me feel good. And the people are like, you're a nerd. Like my friends are like, you're a nerd about government. I love it.
Oh,
it's
yes.
in me. It's in those. So,
well, you teach it too, right?
I do. Yeah. I try anyway. Yeah. I try to teach these county officials how to do some things. But so before Vanderbilt, you were at ECD of course, I try to keep up with you as much as I can, but you had two different roles at ECD, though, right?
Yeah, so actually I had six different roles at ECD. So over my 10 years, I started as a business development consultant I was a regional economic development specialist back in 2010, early 2010. And prior to that, I was at MMA Creative for 2 years, and actually I did a lot of stuff for the Bredesen Administration and ECD through MMA Creative. And so that's actually how I got tied in. I was working with Melinda Kiefer.
Right.
Which I don't know if you've had her on the show before.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so so that's actually how I went on to the state and kind of worked through a few different programs. But Haslam came in 2011.
Okay.
Actually, it was the year I also had my daughter, too.
Right.
So I took a really brief 5-week maternity leave and came back because they said, you know, we really need a community development program. We need to create one. And that's what I had done before during the Bredesen administration. I was like, hey.
Yeah,
you know, I know a little bit about that. Right. Let me come in and help you start that. So that's what I did and helped them with the reorganization.
Good deal.
Administration.
The big part, I know you had, of course, you had a big impact everywhere. But the one thing I can see in my job going out through the counties is the rural side of it.
Yes.
Because you eventually got into the rural development part, right?
Yes.
And with small towns and cities. Mm-hmm,
absolutely. So back in, it was right when Randy was coming in and Hagerty had left to be the ambassador for President Trump, or was getting ready for that.
Sure.
So when Randy came in, he asked me one day, I was actually leaving to go to UT, to work for UT. I had just been offered a job in economic development, IPS, or Institute for Public Service with UT. Yeah. And so Randy came in, he said, well, why are you leaving? And I said, you know, I feel like we haven't really had a big focus on rural development. Everything that I do, like I go to the communities and there's only so much we can do for them because at the end of the day, our programs are not fully tailored to help them. And he said, well, you know, what would you do? And so I was on the way out the door. So I just told him everything I thought. And he was like, hey, why don't you stay for a little bit? And so we talked about it and we started the Rural Task Force and restructured the job tax credit for small businesses and manufacturing in rural communities. And it was kind of the start of, I mean, we changed the incentives for the state. We had only 18% of our incentive dollars going into rural Tennessee.
Wow.
And when I left, we were at 58%.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, and it was just all these new jobs. And it's, and I mean, they're continuing that, which obviously right now it's kind of...
And they are, but I want to give credit where credit's due. You helped start something through the state. Now Governor Bill Lee is making sure rural counties and communities get money to help them. And, of course, some of it's restricted, and there's only certain things, mainly capital projects, which I think is a good idea. Capital projects lead to tourism. Tourism leads to money. Money leads to services.
Yeah.
I mean, so you were part of that. And I'd just forgotten that you were almost from my coworker.
Yep, I was coming to UT.
Yeah. Well, I'm you know, I'm not selfish, so I'm glad you got to stay and get that initiative going with the state. We got about a minute left on this segment. Right quick, what was one of your favorite projects you did on the rural side with the state?
Oh, gosh, that's really hard because I have like two of them, but probably the broadband and the restructure and the deregulation of broadband for the state of Tennessee, allowing telephone co-ops to get in the business and also putting a grant program behind that.
That's good. And it's, isn't it funny because you've been across the state?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all 95 counties a couple times, actually. Yes,
and the landscape and the economics and everything is so different from west to east.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And it's not anyone's better. West is, you know, they're great too. West Tennessee's great too. But if you don't go there a lot, you don't know what you're missing. Mm-hmm. There's so much potential, but there's very little, in some counties, very little money or opportunity.
That's true.
But there's potential. So having those programs with the state is what helps them.
Absolutely.
So my guest is Amy New. She is the new CEO, president of the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber. We got three segments left and we'll be back in just a moment. Good morning. This is Ben Rogers. I have with me Amy New. She has just been appointed the new chamber, Cookeville Putnam County Chamber CEO and president. We're glad to have her here and we're glad to have you back home.
Thank you.
We've been talking a little bit about your history and kind of what you've done to state. And I want to stay on that a little bit because there's so much that people don't realize what Economic Community Development Department does. You were there for 10 years and it was, you did a lot of projects, saw a lot of rural counties, mm-hmm. which I get to see. And I love it. I love rural counties. They have so much passion. I want to know, because I'm curious, some of your favorite projects inside one of those counties. You saw a need or somebody brought a need to you and you're like, okay, we can do this. Do you have one?
Yeah. So one in particular is Gibson County.
I love Gibson County.
Yeah. Gibson County and Mayor Witherspoon. So, we call him Spoon.
Yep.
Yeah. He always wears a cowboy hat. I kind of want to be him one day. But anyway, I think a lot of projects that he has done have been great. And it all started with him like building a team. It was the county commission was on board, the city council, everyone was on board. But one project, and actually two projects that coincide together and helped us win a big project, was that he had a thing called a No Excuses Tour. And he went into the middle schools and the high schools and he talked to them about the decisions that they make today and go into a TCAT and how not everybody's meant for a four-year institution, which I know you don't like to hear that because you work for UT.
Well, you know.
But not everyone's meant for a four-year institution, and that you can get a welding job or a molding or things like that at a TCAT for free because of the Tennessee Promise,
right?
And make, you know, really good money. And he breaks that down as far as saying, like, would you like to have a really nice boat and a nice truck one day, or do you want to have this, you know, this? And so for kids, that's what they see. Like, they want that nice boat and the really pretty house and things like that. And so it breaks it down for them. And he had a relationship with all of the parents as far as, like, being able to communicate with them what that meant. It was about 4 years later, we had been working through some projects on infrastructure and site selection and getting them a site. We landed Tyson Chicken.
Oh, wow.
There and the wages, when you think about sometimes a food processing facility, are somewhat low, but they were actually really great. They're really great wages, and they're still open today too, even
that's
through
good.
This pandemic because of how progressive they are. But right. That's probably one of my most favorite because it shows workforce. They also had a downtown Main Street program there in Bolivar, and so just the whole community had been working so hard. But it took, they bought the site 10 years before, it's kind of like our Highlands.
Sure.
That was 10 years before something landed
there. Oh, wow.
But yeah, so it was just.
So Mayor Spoon took it out upon himself with, of course, your help and others to go talk to these students.
Yes, the students and build these programs. Yeah.
That's awesome. I did not know, and I call him Spoon too. And it's been a while since I've seen him, but he is absolutely hilarious.
Yes, you should keep up with him on Facebook, social media. If anybody out there wants to follow Mayor Tom Witherspoon in Gibson County,
he is a mess. Any other favorite spot in the state other than home, Putnam County?
Yeah.
And Nashville. Did you enjoy visiting?
I would say that Ray County, Dayton, Tennessee, is one in particular that made a big impact on me because whenever I first started with economic development, I too only thought about manufacturing and industrial plants and things like that. I didn't think really, and this is like, you know, 12 years ago, I didn't think about tourism being economic development, how important that is. And Dayton went above and beyond with lakes and things like that to be able to attract all like Bassmasters and all these recreational, both sports and fishing and canoeing and all these things to areas in the sales tax, you could see it would more than triple during those weekends.
Right.
And so that is major economic development. And the one we like to see because it makes the sales tax dollars spring. So
yeah, that's it. That's great. So you had a 10-year career at the state. Of course, you went to Vanderbilt. You said a year and a half?
Yeah, it was, a year and a half.
Did you think you were going to leave ever? Did you think that was a job that you meant to be? Or is it just one of those things where, we're going to do this for a while? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I'm putting you on the spot.
No, actually, so I thought that I would make a career at Vanderbilt, too, because
But you are a Tennessee fan.
I am a very big Tennessee
fan. Put
that
out there. But Vanderbilt's a great university.
Yes, but whenever I heard that this opportunity was available back home and that it was an economic development, and also I did my first internship through Tennessee Tech at the Chamber of Commerce. Right. And my husband came to me, he was like, Amy, this is you. Like, this job was meant for you. Like, let's move back. And I was like, right now? Yeah. Let's move back. Yeah. You know, and everything going on, because there was other opportunities at Vanderbilt too.
Right.
But the tornadoes, when that happened in March, I found myself back here for more than a week. And I was like, I do belong back here.
Yeah.
And that's when I reached out to the search committee and put my name in the hat. And
that's a great story.
All trickled from there.
So Jake was really the one that said, hey, let's do this.
Yeah. So he grew up as an only child, Northeast Ohio. So me having an older sister and a little brother, they're like his siblings.
Yeah.
So just being back here and being close to the farm. So
that's great. And I'm getting to the chamber stuff. And I guess that's a good lead in. So you'd heard about it, and I don't know the exact process, so I won't get in deep. I know they did a search thing and went through some interviews, and they didn't find somebody.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
That's basically what happened. Who they interviewed was not what they wanted.
It worked out very well for me.
Yeah, and it did, but I appreciate that process because, George did a great job.
Yes, absolutely.
And, of course, I haven't had the chance to have George on. I want to, and I know he's retired now, but he did such a good job. And of course, Mr. Leslie before.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the third one, right?
Yep,
I mean,
yes,
I didn't misspeak there. But
the third one.
But George did a great job. There's so much that's happened in this community for the good before even the tornado and happened.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that. But for years, the chamber's been so important in bringing industry, retail, jobs, everything they can, in conjunction with our leadership of the county and the city. When your mom was in county executive and Mr. Shipley was city mayor, I mean, all that, all the other mayors, it started then, too. It's continued with Mayor Shelton and Mayor Porter and George and that team. They went through the process, didn't find anybody. You kind of talked to them and
So the first round, the reason I didn't really put my name in is because we were going through the acquisition at Vanderbilt. And I say we again.
Yeah.
I was helping to assist in that acquisition of the Wilson County Tennova Hospital. And I wasn't sure, but then when the tornadoes happened and everything, I was really lucky to that it did go through the second interview process, but
good.
It didn't.
Good. Well, we're glad you're here. And I don't want to beat the tornado up, but you lived in Nashville.
Yes.
How close was it?
We were about a mile from where it happened in East Nashville, too. And that's actually another thing. We had so many people there, too, mm-hmm. that were affected. But at the same time, we had so many friends back here that were affected. And
so I think I said this on the radio. I was in Nashville that night
for a conference.
County Government Day with the mayors and
that's
commissioners
right.
and uh-huh. high officials. And so I was there, and the sirens were going off, so I went back to the hotel and then found out what happened early next morning here and got home as quick as I could. But I was there, and, of course, my sister-in-laws live in East Nashville, and their salon's in East Nashville, and it got damaged. So it kind of
right.
hit us, too. But
you saw the damage coming all down 40.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was eye-opening and just sad, and it's just, anyway, it'll make you think. And of course, I had Mayor Shelton on last week for the first time since the tornado, and it's emotional. And,
yeah,
and he talked about it as well. He's been him and Mayor Porter and everybody here has been a big part. They
have been, nationally recognized of how they've handled this. They've done such a great job.
And I had people across the country reach out to Amy and I to make sure we're okay. And then they're following on Facebook their press conferences
mm-hmm.
to see what's going on. And they're like, hey, y'all've got it going on. Y'all really know what's going
this
on.
Leadership.
Yeah, Putnam County is really good. So, well, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You're with the chamber.
I'm here.
And like I said, we're glad. And I know you got a lot of work to do. And we've been talking for 2 weeks about having you on. And it's been, I didn't want to pull you away from work, but I finally found the time to get you here. What did you first see when you got your first day, and was there anything that was eye-opening, or did you start making a list at that point in time?
Yeah, actually, so I realized when I came in that we still have a lot of messaging things to go through related to the Highlands Economic Partnership and you know, what does that do for the four counties that we serve and also those outside of those four counties? And also the Chamber of Commerce and how everything's been affected from the pandemic that's hit the area or hit the state or the country, actually.
Right. Yeah.
But that was obviously not something that was really going on in the beginning of my interview process. And sure. as it progressed, we realized how much it was actually affecting the right. communities. So sitting down with the team and reevaluating what everyone does, because a lot of their jobs are going to change moving forward, even right. economic development as far as incentives from the state. As the state legislature is in this week, right. we're going to see that a lot of those incentive dollars are being cut more than 50% and 60%.
Yeah.
So we want to be the resource for those chamber members, for those in the Highlands Economic Partnership as well, to kind of connect them to all those resources, both federal and state.
So let's, and I want you to explain, because I'm not sure, we've got about a minute left, what the Highlands Economic Partnership is. Everybody yes. may not know what that is. I know what it is, but would you elaborate on that?
Yeah, please? So I will. There's actually a few different areas that the Highlands Economic Partnership and how it benefits the four counties. But really, it's everything from education and workforce program, whether it's K through 12, or it's also like building the pipeline for the companies that we're recruiting or right. that we're working to recruit with the cities and the counties and the state. But also, it's an economic development arm. And Stephen Crooks and Vaughn, they're a great team as well with Caitlin Sawyers and David Darnell. Mm-hmm. It's working with the county mayors and the municipal mayors to help them in recruitment, whether it's filling out an RFI, request for information sure. when a company requests that, or going through and helping actually identify sites and identify buildings. So it's a lot of that, but I will say that's probably going to change moving forward. I don't really know what that looks like right, yet, and right. that's actually what I would like to do is to be able to go out and listen to our county mayors that are in the Highlands Economic Partnership
right.
and find out what their needs are.
Got you. Well, we'll end there. My buzzer went off. I didn't mean to go off. I thought I was on mute, but we'll end that segment. I want to continue talking about those four counties when we come
Absolutely.
Back, because they're so important to the economic development for Putnam County, too.
Mm-hmm.
Those counties succeed, we succeed.
Absolutely.
We succeed, they succeed. Amy New will be back with me in just a moment. I have Amy New with me. She is the new Putnam County Coogeville Chamber CEO President, and I'm so thrilled to have her. Hadn't seen her in a while. Again, it's been forever. She's been in Nashville and just haven't got to talk with her, and catching up's been great. But we left last segment talking about the Highlands Partnership, and that's got Putnam, Watt, Jackson, and Overton County.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are not familiar with that part of the chamber. It is part of the chamber.
Yes.
And you had mentioned about what some of the stuff it does. It's about economic development. And of course, I know you wasn't here, but like White County landed Orman,
I guess it is. Herman Garage. Mm-hmm.
So that with the Highlands, did the Highlands help with that
yes,
process?
Yes, the Highlands okay. assisted with that in the beginning. And that was the biggest part of working with Mayor Denny Wayne mm-hmm. was to help identify sites that would work for that. And
okay.
so we worked through a property evaluation program, which actually was a program that I assisted in the creation when I was with the state of Tennessee. So it worked.
Nice.
It was nice to see Cookeville be in that, and or Putnam County
sure.
and the region to be part of that. But they actually came to Putnam County first. And the best site for it was in White County.
Okay.
And so that's why the Highlands is so important, because, you know, at some point we're going to be landlocked
oh,
in
yeah.
Putnam County. And we
yeah.
are for many projects.
Right.
So being able to look at the region as a whole, and that's not just the Highlands and the Chamber that think that, it's, you know, the city and the county, both in Putnam and Cookeville, know that whenever the whole region wins,
sure.
you know, they're winning too. So,
well, I'm going to ask you, because I don't know the answer to this. Is this common throughout Tennessee to have like a chamber of one county, a city, to help other counties? Is
yes,
that common?
Yes, it is, especially okay. in the rural areas. Whoever's
okay.
kind of that hub. Which you see out in West Tennessee, we talked about projects. Gibson County serves as kind of a hub for that
okay.
that region, as well as Wakely County. And then there's some other around Memphis, like the Haywood Tipton Lauderdale partnership. That is a three county partnership, and it works because they're able to pull all three resources and have a bigger splash. And so that's what's been great. However, Putnam County and Cookeville are still the hub in a way. We have a lot of resources that we can offer, and a lot of the people who shop in Putnam County, who shop in Cookeville every day,
right.
they're coming from the regions outside and spending their sales tax dollars here. So we like
good.
To be able to support them, get them jobs and things like that.
Good. So Highlands is a big part of what you're doing at the Chamber. Of course, the Chamber is it's not saying priorities Putnam County, Cookeville, but that's where it's at. And there's so much going on. And I had Melinda and Mayor Shelton and Mayor Porter on probably end of the year. I think that was the last show of last year. I wanted to close the year out with a bang because they were talking about all the new jobs that's come in, 4,000 jobs, mm-hmm. you know, in 4 years, basically, all this stuff. It's kind of, has it kind of hit a lull because of COVID-19?
It absolutely has. Okay. Actually, there have been some things in the pipeline that have been put on hold because of that, mostly at the incentive level.
Right.
I think the companies may be ready to go, but there's things like that that are so – and that's not just in Upper Cumberland.
It's
across the state and across the nation. Like, projects and companies are holding
right
now. So
it's mainly the companies are saying, we're not sure right now. We want to come, but we're not sure everything's going on. It's not really the county or the city.
It's a little bit of both.
Is it really?
Yeah. And so, it's being able to get everyone together to make a decision on incentives.
What would hold back the city and the county from, is it pilots?
It would be pilots. It would be TIFs. It would be state funding for incentives. And that approval process and getting everyone together for those approvals.
Right. So we've talked, and I know what pilots are. You know what pilots are and TIFs are, and I think I've explained it before. But if you're first listening for the first time, pilots a payment in lieu of tax. So it's one of those things where it's an incentive to a company to come into a county or city, and we forgive their property taxes for a certain amount of years, mm-hmm. or we discount mm-hmm. their property taxes so they can take that money that they would pay to the county and put it on their debt or put it on their infrastructure or whatever.
Yes.
The TIF is kind of is similar, but it's one of those things where, is it a block or an area uh-huh. around that business? They're taking sales tax or property tax and taking that money and putting it towards the infrastructure.
Yes, so usually historic tax credits and things like that are TIFs or things in retail development.
Tax increment financing is a TIF. Yeah.
So there you go. Ben just used his other job to teach everyone. Well, I love that.
Thank you. But and sometimes I'll say stuff on the show assuming everybody knows what I know and they don't. But I'm glad you broke that down. So really it's on both sides. It's because counties right now, and we've talked a little bit. I had Steve Pearson on the Assessor Property a couple weeks ago or a month ago about the penny value and what the property assessment in Putnam County is going to look like. Probably about the same, even after the tornado damage. Mm-hmm. His office has picked up so much on new construction. People are still building houses.
Yeah, and they're still moving because I will tell you, I had a hard time finding a house because they were under contract or pending and things like that.
Really?
So, yeah, and that was, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, so people are still coming in, but a county may not feel comfortable doing a pilot with an industry because they think they may need that revenue the next. Because this COVID-19 thing, we're thinking it's going to be, as far as the financial impact, could be months.
Mm-hmm. It will.
So people are probably a little bit hesitant. Of course, companies are too. I've seen some, I think Mayor Shelton and I talked about last week, there's some businesses that were either coming in or have just started that are now.
Yeah. They're sitting right now. Yeah. And that's actually what's so important when we talk about, I know we've already talked about the Highlands, but the Chamber of Commerce is kind of its own, I mean, it is its own separate division within the Leslie Town Center. Yeah. And that's being able to support our small businesses, our entrepreneurs, the manufacturing that's here, being able to get them resources, whether it's how to apply for a PPP loan or how to get PPE, all these great acronyms that I get mixed up often. But being that resource, I think moving forward, a lot of our training and development and the resources that we bring to the chamber members is going to be different because the needs are going to be completely different than they were last year, the year before that. So,
and I don't see anything wrong with you coming in and seeing things that can be done differently because everybody's got a different way of leading. You're now a leader.
Yeah.
You're now a leader or servant leader now. And there may be things in the small business side. Is there something the chamber can do now or in the next few months to help those small businesses stay afloat?
Yeah. So right now it's promotion and saying that you're open, like everyone from the restaurants that done a dining guide and being able to help them by taking the Tennessee Pledge so that they can open. And I don't know if the Tennessee Pledge is something that Governor Lee pushed out to get communities and restaurants and industry to make a pledge that they will be protecting their people.
Right.
And we want to make sure that they're protecting our people because it's protecting the community and as a whole. But we want those restaurants back open. We want the shopping back open and everything else. And actually, believe it or not, people are still spending money. I mean, I don't know if you've been to Lowe's recently, but you can't even find a parking place.
I actually sent Amy in, and I sit in the car. I was like, I can't handle it. You're going to go in and get everything. Me and the dogs will sit in the car because I cannot handle the crowd.
So people are still shopping. That's good. It's just being able to get everyone to take the pledge and to be safe about it, wear their masks, wash their hands, those types of things. But that's what going forward, the chamber will be a lot of promotion. How can we assist them by connecting them to those federal resources? There's going to be a lot of federal dollars coming down through the state, through ECD and TDEC and tourism. We want to make sure that we can get those, as many as we can, in our area.
And that's part of why the chamber's there.
Mm-hmm, and absolutely.
So if you're not familiar with what they do, as far as the small business go, and you're going to be able to help, and you spoke about the restaurants, the one other thing that's a big revenue driver for our community is the hotels.
Absolutely.
And we know they've been not even half full because people are not traveling. They're picking up some, though, right?
Yeah, they are actually picking up some.
Is there anything going on to help hotels in Cookeville and surrounding cities?
So another arm of the Chamber of Commerce is the CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and that is the must-see Cookeville brand.
Right.
But I will tell you that we don't just promote Cookeville. We're promoting the entire region. I mean, we talk about waterfalls, and we talk about hiking and all these great things that you can do in the Upper Cumberland. But we know at the end of the day that a lot of those will probably be staying around this kind of the hub where those hotels and motels are. So we've just done a campaign, or we're doing a lot of social media campaign. We actually still have people calling the Chamber of Commerce asking for relocation guides. Right. People are still relocating. That hasn't slowed down at all.
Yeah.
So promoting the tourism in the area, and that makes the sales tax.
Are the chamber doors actually open for people?
They are. Okay. Yeah, they've actually been open for a little over 3 weeks now. Yeah.
But there's protocols, right?
There are protocols. Okay, yeah.
All right, good. Yep. So y'all still busy working. Of course, the Convention Visitors Bureau is a part of that. Is there not? So you got the Highlands, you got that. Is there any other arms?
Yeah,
the
so chamber? There's the Highlands, the Chamber, the Convention and Visitors Bureau with tourism. There's also the aspect of the Leslie Town Center, and that we're an event space. And that's actually a public building authority partnership that we did with the city of Cookeville and the county years ago. Back when I guess Eldon was retiring.
Right.
But that is another aspect. And that actually has hurt the chamber as a whole because we've not been able to host events and things like that.
Well, we teach classes there. Yeah. My agency does. And we had one scheduled, two or three scheduled in April, and we just had to cancel because UT made us shut down our training.
Absolutely.
I think we're shut down training until August, in-person training. So we're doing virtual training, but that hurts.
Yeah.
Because that's a great event space. It's a great space to meet and have classes. I probably taught 75 classes in that building. Yeah. So
it's a great space. And there's two separate rooms that you can rent out. So
Well, that's good info. We got one more sec. Can you stay with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. We're going to be back just in a minute with Amy New and finish out the last segment talking about her vision for the chamber, the goals of the chamber, what her vision is for our community. She's kind of spoke about that a little bit. We want to get into detail. And we have one segment left, so we're going to take our time and enjoy it. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Trending. This has been Rogers. This is the last segment, unfortunately, with Amy New. She's been great so far, giving us a bunch of good information about the chamber, Highlands, all the things the chamber's doing, helping out cities or the city and county and small businesses and hotels and through COVID-19. It's good information. I got to ask you yet, really, and probably should have started out with this, but we've done real well with our topics. But what are your goals? You've been here, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
So what are your goals for the chamber?
Yeah, so the goals have changed since even in the interview process. I had all these great goals or things that I would like to do, and a lot has changed from the coronavirus and the pandemic and everything being closed. But honestly, I didn't come in with an agenda. One, my main goal is to sit down and listen, and that's to listen to the city, the county, the chamber membership. And because I did get a couple questions, you know, why should I be part of the chamber or why should I be an investor? And at the end of the day, I want to say to them, what do you want to get out of it? Because that's really at the end of the day, that's what we should be doing, is we should be a benefit to them. So that's my main goal, is to come in and listen. And to make sure that I have the opportunity to sit down with the county commission, the city council, find out what the priorities are of the area and the region, and be the advocate, not only for, because that honestly, that's a lot of what coming back home that I felt like I could bring was my relationships that I have, both with the state legislature and with all of the different state departments, the different commissioners. I want to be able to bring those resources back to the community the best that I can. Sure. And so being an advocate for the needs here, also at the state and federal level.
Well, that's perfect, because I know the commission and the council, of course I'm on the commission, but we're so invested in what's going on, and we want the chamber to have as much support as possible. We want your staff to know that we're going to help you every way. So you being visible to us, mm-hmm. I think is great. Welcome to come to our meetings.
Yes, thank you. I will be there.
We don't know what's going to happen in June yet. We're trying to meet in person in June. We usually meet the last Monday in June because we're trying to approve budget amendments at the end of the month and close out the year. Don't know if we're going to meet in person or electronically. Either way, you can join us.
Yes,
so you're always
you.
Welcome to the commission chambers. And the goals and the vision, I guess, are similar but for the chamber. But as a whole, I mean, you're from here. The vision for the city, county, and I know it's something you thought about because you're working in Nashville. You have a great career.
Yes.
Your family's been there for, what, 10-plus years in
yes,
Nashville?
Yes,
And, you get this opportunity. I know a vision starts in your heart mm-hmm. about what you see for Putnam County and the city of Cookeville. What is your vision?
My vision, one, is, I mean, to see this place thrive. And that's mm-hmm. the reason why I wanted to come back home. A big reason was because it's such a special gem. I mean, it is. It's a special place that I feel like we can do a better job telling our story at all levels across the state and at the national level
right.
and what we can do. And I want to be part of that.
That's good. I mean, that's kind of why I ran for commission. I mean, we have so much here and we're not being selfish. We want to share what we have with our, as you said, our area, mm-hmm. Upper Cumberland, because those counties around us will thrive if we're thriving. And,
absolutely.
You know, I get county, I have a good relationship with my county mayors, the other 12, well, 13 and, the other 12 besides Mayor Porter, and they aggravate me. Well, we don't have the money that Putnam County does. Well, it's, you know, our location's perfect
uh-huh.
on the interstate.
Yep.
We've been able to use that for the last 30, 40 years to grow, but our benefits are helping y'all. So if you'll do what you can to help us, we're going to help you, and it all works. And I know you're like me. Of course, I grew up in Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up in Monterey.
Yes, Monterey.
You're a
Wildcat.
I'm a bee. That's okay.
So Upperman was our rival in basketball.
Yep.
Well, I say rival, but we always got beat. So I don't know. Does that make us a rival?
Yeah, it is. I mean,
yeah.
and Monterey's such a great town, great high school there now. And
yes.
Have you got to go in?
Yes,
high school?
It's okay. Really nice. Yes.
A great job by the Board of Education building that. Of course, you know, Upperman Middle School is new and
yes.
it's beautiful. But I know, and I'd ask you, but I know part of the reason you come back home is because you're from here.
Yes, uh-huh, yep. I grew up in Monterey on hog, tobacco, and cattle farm, and all of our family's here, and seeing my daughter grow up in Nashville, and her, I mean, she, you can even just mention the farm or Monterey, and she lights up.
Yeah.
And she would live here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, don't you miss your mom and dad? You want to come home? But she was so excited even when we started. We actually didn't tell her about it for a couple weeks
right.
because we didn't want to be bugged to death if we didn't get it, or her to be heart, you know,
sure.
if we didn't move back. But yep, and I met my husband at Tennessee Tech. He played baseball there. We were both marketing and business majors.
Right.
So he fell in love with Cookeville, and that was always a goal for him too, was to somehow find a way to come back. So
and of course you say he's from Ohio.
Yep.
Come down to Tech to play baseball.
Yes, that's why I came down here, was
for
Tennessee Tech.
Right, didn't he play baseball after
yeah.
Tech?
Yeah, so he got drafted to play for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's what
and
I thought.
Yeah. So and he was so lucky that he transferred to Tennessee Tech, because it was all about baseball. But when he came to Tech, they said, you know, baseball may not be your full career.
Right.
There may be something happen. And Doc Wells and a lot of people at the College of Business, he fell in love with the data and IT side. And that's what he does today. And
good.
So I'm glad that they, you know, they mentored him. He wouldn't have had that anywhere else,
yeah.
but at Tennessee Tech. So
well, and so your servant leadership comes honest.
Mm-hmm.
Your
yeah.
mom was county executive for 14 plus
yeah.
years. And your grandparents both served in the Senate. So it's not like you're new to this.
Yeah.
It's not like you just.
It's kind of in my blood. I had no other choice but to, and I love it.
And I say that too. Of course, my dad wasn't a commissioner, but my Uncle Bill was. But my dad is actually a board member at the Devil Springs Utility Board. So he's kind of in that servant role too. So it's just one of those things where you, I guess we're getting heartfelt here, but once you get it, you can't get rid of it. And you know, people ask you running again, you're running again. I don't know. And I won't know for a while, but I can't see me not doing something in the community.
Yeah. And don't you wish every kid in Putnam County or in the region had that same exposure?
I do.
Because they would stay here. They would come back.
They would.
And so that's another thing with the chamber. I feel like there's a whole nother level of youth and the young professionals, which we have the YP Highlands things like that. But there's a whole nother level of outreach that we need to be doing there.
Yeah. Is Leadership Putnam still going?
Leadership Putnam is definitely still going. And actually, applications, they're on our website right now for this next class. Right. But we will be looking at starting the Youth Leadership Putnam, because I actually was a graduate of that and have so many friends that I've kept in touch with that I went through Leadership Putnam with. And that's all for of the high schools, or well, three high schools at the time.
Right.
But yeah, that are involved in that.
So we got a little bit of time left. We've talked about how much you like being home, and I know you probably plan on staying here.
Yes. I'm not going anywhere.
You're here.
I'm here.
The chamber part, as far as anything you need from me, I mean, we want to be as supportive as possible. And because we go as the chamber goes, and the chamber goes as the county and city goes, and you've got a great team. You actually walked into a really good situation.
Yes.
With the leadership in this county and city.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The partnerships are unreal.
I've not seen two mayors work together, or actually the city mayors, all of them, as well as any other county in the state. And you've been across the state, too.
Yes,
have. Have you seen a better?
No. Okay. No, that's not normal. So when people say, they think, you know, isn't it great, you know, that we have no idea how good we have it here.
Yeah, it's been great. So we got a little bit of time. Five random questions.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you on the spot. What's your go-to movie at home when you're actually at home relaxing? You want to, you know, maybe you don't want to watch a new one, you know, because you don't want to disappoint. What's your go-to? You have one? A go-to movie?
Oh my
movie?
Gosh, it would probably be the one about Michael Orr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Blindside. Oh, my gosh. Wait, Blindside. Yeah, yeah. I love that movie. Yeah. But honestly, I don't watch a whole lot of TV. Because I don't ever sit down. Jake and Lily Kate will do it all day. But if you can get me to sit down, I'll start looking at the wall and be like, oh, I need to get the scrubbers out, or I need to vacuum. Or
so you don't have a Netflix show that you've binged watch or anything?
No.
Okay.
No. Wow. I know. I should. My husband has like five or six. And I know
exception.
Lily Kate does.
If I get in your car right now, what's going to be playing on the radio? What's on your...
It's talk radio, NPR.
I should have known that.
Yeah, like, it is. But, you know, it took me forever. I tried to, when I was in college, I tried to listen to talk radio. I was like, how do people listen to this? And now I can't get enough of it because it's how you keep up with what's going on.
Yeah, you're right. But I can only listen to it for a little bit. And then I got to get some Tyler Childers on or something.
Yeah. Oh, I do love some country.
Yeah, I've got to get something on. Favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food? I have a lot. There's no food I don't like, really. So if anybody ever wants to bring any food to the chamber, it's welcome. But probably pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
And one more. What's your favorite place to vacation or visit outside Tennessee?
It's silly, but Disney World. I love going out to Orlando. Our daughter, she loves it. But actually, my husband probably likes it more than her. He lights up.
He's
like Universal and Disney. But Florida.
That's neat. Listen. Thank you for
Thank
being
you.
Here. It's been great. I'll have you back. I don't, you know, my schedules, we try to get different people from the area on, but you're here, you're new, and I want to update probably in 2 or 3 months.
That would be great, because at that time we'll have a strategic plan, a really in-depth strategic plan we'd love to share with the community.
Well, if you need anything from me, let me know.
Thank you.
Great having you on Trending this week. And hope everybody's enjoyed listening to Amy New. We're glad to have you home. Monterey native. You're living, though, in Cookville.
Yes,
right?
Living in Cookville.
Your mom
yes.
might get you to Monterey at some point in time. So don't give up on that. But thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week, folks. Hope you have a great weekend. Remember, be kind. It's easy to do. Be kind to one another. I know we're still in hard times, and I know we're struggling through some stuff. But the best thing for you to do to each other is be kind, and that's all I ask you. So have a great weekend.